In today's international report, we go to Gaza, where for the past 4 years, Palestinians have been unable to perform the Umrah, one of the pilgrimage rituals which requires a visit to the Saudi Arabian city of Mecca. Recently, the Egyptian authorities announced the reopening of the Rafah crossing terminal as of March. That means hundreds of pilgrims will once again be allowed to travel via the Rafah terminal on their way to Mecca. Correspondent Rami Al-Maghari has this report from Gaza.
Here at the Association of Owners of 76 Pilgrimage and Travel Agencies in Gaza City, Awad Abu Matkur, head of the association, is holding a meeting with representatives of local pilgrimage and travel agencies in the wake of the Egyptian authorities' decision to allow travel by Gazans for pilgrimage purposes to the Saudi Arabian city of Mecca starting from next month. Abu Matkur says that the travel ban has been imposed since 2014 in the aftermath of bloody violence in nearby Egyptian Sinai Peninsula. He adds that from now on, all Palestinians, men and women of all ages, will be allowed to travel via the Rafah crossing terminal. The travel ban via Rafah came against the background of an Israel-imposed blockade on Gaza and has caused those agencies financial losses of more than $4 million. Abu Matkur draws a comparison between the situation before and after the ban.
In 2012, 2013 and 2014, we used to receive large numbers of applications for the Umrah pilgrimage from local residents. During those years, the situation was much better. For example, government employees of both Gaza and the Ramallah-based government received full salaries. Also, the construction process was going on and laborers of all types were working. For now, the situation is getting worse and people seem worried about the future. That's what I myself have noticed.
According to the Association of Pilgrimage and Travel Agencies, the number of those who have so far applied for the Umrah rituals is estimated at 2,500, compared with about 20,000 in the years 2012 to 2014. At the Mushtaha Travel Agency in Gaza City, one of the largest travel agencies in the coastal territory, Hadi Nabriz, a 35-year-old computer engineer and father of one daughter, told RFI that he hopes to reach out to his sister, who lives in the nearby Gulf country of the United Arab Emirates, in case he goes to Mecca for the Umrah.
The Umrah has two sides, tourist and religious. Actually, I look forward to reaching out to my relatives in the United Arab Emirates. We hope that all will go well in terms of the travel arrangements and prices for the Umrah.
The Gaza Strip has been subject to many travel restrictions since 2007, when Israel imposed a blockade on the region. Since then, the Rafah crossing terminal in southern Gaza, shared with Egypt, has been the main outlet for Gaza to the outside world. Yet Egypt has frequently opened the terminal, allowing only a few categories of travelers from Gaza, including students, patients, and holders of residency permits in nearby Arab countries. Wasim Mushtaha, director of the Mushtaha Travel Agency, told RFI that he and other travel agencies are strictly responsible for travel and return back to Gaza of all pilgrims in a period of 14 days, duration for the Umrah. His agency has deposited a sum of 257,000 Saudi riyal as a financial guarantee for the Saudi Ministry of Hajj or Pilgrimage in case of any breach. Wasim Mushtaha explains.
Before he or she wants to go on the Umrah, they should provide me with a certified copy of their host's residency permit, an address and a landline number, not a cellular one, that can be turned off. Also, a given traveller to the Umrah should show me a legal signed financial guarantee granted by a local guarantor from Gaza. That way, I can guarantee that travellers to the Umrah will return back to Gaza upon completion of the Umrah rituals themselves.
By March 30, 1,064 Gaza Umrah travellers will be expected to cross via Rafah crossing terminal on the Egyptian side of the terminal. This figure will be allowed to cross every week till the end of May of this year. The Umrah season usually begins in October of every year for a period of 8 months. Though it is late for Gaza, the Gaza-based Ministry of Endowment and Religious Affairs, which supervises pilgrimage along with the Ramallah-based Peer Ministry, expresses satisfaction. Adil Sawalhi is Director of Pilgrimage Department with the Gaza-based Ministry of Endowment and Religious Affairs.
There is a joint committee made up of staff members of both ministries in Gaza and Ramallah, headed by the Ramallah-based Minister of Endowments and Religious Affairs, Youssef Edais. This committee is assigned with supervising and managing the Umrah of this season.
The Egyptian decision to lift the travel ban on Umrah comes amidst continued split between the Islamist Hamas party in control of Gaza since 2007 and the Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah. Meanwhile, Egypt has been mediating a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel against the background of continued border protests by Gazans launched in March of last year and aimed at breaking an Israeli blockade in place for 12 years now. According to the Gaza-based Popular Committee for Breaking the Israeli Blockade of Gaza, the unemployment rate in the territory stands at almost 60% of the labor force, while more than 80% of Gaza's 2 million residents rely on regular food rations provided by United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, known as UNRWA. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.